Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. And I would echo what you just said to move things along for these people. I rode 3.5 hours to get here, and I know a lot of people have got a long ways to go home, so I would encourage the rest of the hearing for those individuals that are here to speak. For the record, my name is Tom Thompson. I'm a tree farmer from Orford, New Hampshire, and I am representing two entities today. The first, and I have turned in the copies of the letters I was asked to give to you from the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association, signed by the Executive Director, Jason Stock. And I will read so that people here understand what that says, just the last sentence. New Hampshire TOA is writing in support of House Bill 648 and respectfully request the State Judiciary Committee vote ought to pass on this legislation. I am also representing myself and my wife, the Thompson Family Tree Farm. We own in New Hampshire 2,500 acres of woodland. Most of it is around Orford, but it goes up as far as West Stewartstown, New Hampshire. We are in support of House Bill 648, which adds clarity to RSA 371:1 and Article 12A, eminent domain. This, to me, as a private forest landowner, is a core basic principle that I will not waver on. I draw the line in the sand when it comes to eminent domain. This issue that we're talking about today, eminent domain, and it is brought up because of the Northern Pass, which is a foreign company owned by Hydro-Québec, which has formed an LLC, partnered with Public Service of New Hampshire, and now wants to look at the possibility of taking our land through eminent domain. New Hampshire will become a conduit for Hydro-Québec to ship a commodity, electricity, to Massachusetts and Connecticut, and then the profits go back to Hydro-Québec. That's not a good deal for New Hampshire. What is a good deal for New Hampshire is when we generate electricity within our boundaries, such as the wood energy facilities, that produce jobs, not just part-time jobs, full-time jobs, keeps the money within our local communities and multiplies. That's a good deal for New Hampshire. And there are other energy issues that could happen here in New Hampshire also, in our. I just want to share with you my personal feeling as a forest landowner and a little history. I chose at a very early age, 11 years old, to purchase my first woodlot, which I still own today. I chose to put my family assets into that woodland, 2,500 acres today, which I open and share with the general public in the state of New Hampshire, which is making not millions, but billions of dollars off of the backs of the landowners. One example is the New Hampshire Snowmobile Association, 7,000 miles that crisscross our lands, our state. 86% of those miles are on private landowners, and we don't get a nickel for it. We're not asking for anything. Hunting and fishing is happening on our lands, and we don't get paid for that either. And when someone has the ability, such as the Hydro-Québec or anyone else, to take our lands by eminent domain, which is my family asset, I have a real problem with that. And if someone, whether it is you, the folks here today, or some of the folks from PSNH that are here today, I don't think it would be fair for me to ask that they give up through their stock portfolio. They shouldn't be asking me or anyone else here, and I know there are people that are sitting on lands that have gone through 2 and 3 generations that they want to keep those lands, but are right in the sights of eminent domain for this project. This and I've said this before, and I think it's worthy of saying again today, this issue, particularly the eminent domain issue, will be a campaign issue for 2012. Whether you're elected or you want to be elected in 2012, it will be an issue. And you have to decide whether you support the landowners on private property rights when it comes to eminent domain, or you don't. We ask you to vote on House Bill 648, up or down, yes or no. Please do not refer this bill to study. Please vote yes or no and do it today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Questions?
Yeah.
Senator Luther.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Thompson, I'll tell you what I'm struggling with is this term of system reliability. And if you get any insights on that, I'm struggling with that.
Well, and I can appreciate that, Senator. I'm struggling with it now after what the PUC just did. One, correct me if I'm wrong, they said that they helped write that language for the bill. And now they're here today to say, oh, that's not very good. We shouldn't have done that. That is why the people of the state of New Hampshire, the taxpayers, the voters, are so furious with what is going on in Concord. We voted to have you come and serve, and the PUC, correct me if I'm wrong, are being paid by the taxpayers. We want you to serve us, and we want you to look us in the eye and say yes or no, I stand with you or I stand against you, and that's all we're doing. But your question to me, I don't know the answer right now, but I would love to be a part of that, because I think we could sit down, landowners, senators, legislators, PUC, and come up with an issue that would provide the right thing to do for everyone.
I appreciate that. Thank you.